Now, last week kicked off a tradition known as Wisconsin Bike Week, a celebration of all things bicycling in our state.
Dave Cheslevich joins us now. He's executive director for the Wisconsin Bike Federation. Dave, welcome back to Central Time.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get to the fun stuff of Bike Week, there is some policy action looking at your website. We've talked to you about this before, vulnerable user legislation.
Right.
People have been talking about it. What is that? What's going on?
So basically, it's legislation that increases penalties for drivers who kill or seriously injure a cyclist, pedestrian, or really anyone else by their actions. And these are things like moving violations, which normally wouldn't be associated with a different kind of penalty. So, for example, if you're drinking and driving, well, that's a serious offense. If you leave the scene, that's a serious offense. But if you're just guilty of a moving violation and you happen to kill or injure someone, you can get away with a fine as little as $30. So this bill increases those penalties from $500 to $1,000. And also requires some remedial driver's education training. And that bill just passed through the Assembly Committee. It's available for scheduling.
And this has been talked about for years, right?
It has. We did have a stronger bill before the legislature a couple sessions ago that could not pass, but we think this is a good step in the right direction.
So here we are, Wisconsin Bike Week. It just started last week, runs until June 11th. What's the idea behind the statewide event?
You know, it's really just to celebrate all things bicycle. You know, at the beginning of the season for a lot of folks, it includes all kinds of activities. It used to be Bike to Work Week, and then we got rid of the to work part because we wanted to emphasize that biking is great for commuting to work, but it's also great for a kid's activity. It's a great way for people to stay in shape as they get older. And there's all kinds of interesting ways that people are using bicycles.
Give us a taste of the kind of events that are going on.
Sure. So there's a complete list on our website, wisconsinbikefed.org. So you can go to that website and you can get a complete listing with times and locations and everything you need. But I promise you guys, I could do 17 events in less than a minute. So I'm going to see what I can do.
All right, here. Go for it.
Okay. Just tonight in Madison at Hotel Red at 6:30, we're going to have a program on electric bikes. Those are really starting to take off. If you're e-bike curious, come by Hotel Red at 6:30, and there'll be demonstrations of bikes as well. In Milwaukee this evening, they're unveiling, as we speak, the Beer Garden Bike, which is a traveling beer garden bicycle. County executives doing that. Also in Milwaukee, Bike to Brewer rides are starting all over the city at 5:50. And again, you can go on our website and find out where those begin. Also Bike to Baseball in Eau Claire, starting at the local store at 5:30. In La Crosse, there's a cheeseburger ride, which is a slow roll, he said, through La Crosse. That starts at 5:00 at the Pearl Street Brewery. Tomorrow, Thursday, Bacon on the Bike Path here in Madison, 7 to 10 at Law Park. Also, Bacon on the Bike Path in Milwaukee, 1500 East Park Place. Also, Milwaukee County Bike Ride tomorrow, County to Work, Bike Ride to Work. And in La Crosse, a Tour de Java, which is obviously going to different coffee shops. On Friday, Kittical Lobby Day at Pierre Marquette Park in Milwaukee, 10 a.m. Kids are going to write notes to their alders about the need for safe biking and deliver them to City Hall. In La Crosse, a family-friendly bike scavenger hunt Friday evening. Madison, Bike Week Party, 5:30, 100 block of South Pinckney Street. In Eau Claire, Bikes, Bridges, and Brews are going to bike over some of the beautiful bridges in Eau Claire and then stop at a brew pub. Saturday in Eau Claire, Take a Kid Mountain Biking Day. In Milwaukee, the Olmsted Ride, visiting parks designed by Frederick Law Olmsted. Also, the Pride Ride, which is part of Pride Fest at Reservoir Park. And finally, on Sunday in Milwaukee, this is really cool, probably my favorite event, Cyclovia. So they open the streets to cycling, but they also give away 1,000 bikes to kids in Milwaukee, and not just bicycles, but also helmets, and they'll be fitted for helmets, and they'll get bicycle locks. This is run by the 16th Street Community Center.
And you mentioned lobbying there at a local level. So yeah. As we know, the state and any local government is going to have a finite transportation budget. People think first often of cars and roads. Why make the case that they should leave some room and some budget room for bikes and bike safety?
Sure. Actually, it's one of the best things you can do for your budget, because if you can imagine it, every bicycle on the road or bicycle on a bicycle path means that much less wear and tear on roads. One of the most expensive things in any city budget is rebuilding or maintaining streets. And so obviously a bicycle is going to cause less of that. They also take up less room and demand less parking. Every parking stall in the city of Madison, for example, that's built underground, it's $60,000 every stall. You build them above ground, $15,000 to $30,000. So cars are a very expensive proposition, and bicycles are a good way to do something to make your budgets go a little bit easier.
What is your view on the state of bicycling policy here in Wisconsin in 2017?
You know, Wisconsin has been recognized as one of the top 10 states for cycling in terms of policy for many years now. We're a little concerned. State money has been cut back for cycling programs. Some of the state policies have not been what we wanted. The legislature did repeal our complete streets law, which was unfortunate, but we're hopeful. AB 201, the vulnerable user law, looks to be something that will pass. We're working hard in the legislature to get more funding for local road aids. That's fixing the potholes and repaving the streets and paving shoulders, places where people ride bikes. So we're reasonably optimistic about the future.
And how about a message for people out there listening, thinking, I could get my bike tuned up finally this summer. It's been sitting in the garage for 3-4 years. Make the case that people should get out and bike, whether to work or wherever.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a great way to get some exercise, particularly, you know, people are leading busy lives. They can't always get to the gym. They can't always set aside time for a workout. But, you know, if your bike commute to work is, say, half an hour or 45 minutes, you know, you're probably putting on a few miles right there, and you're getting exercise, burning up some calories. And studies show that you can arrive at work more relaxed and more alert, and you'll probably be more productive at work as well. And it's a great way to stay in shape if you just want to do it for exercise. You know, a lot of us did a lot of running in our youth, and we have the knees to show for it. And the great thing about cycling is it's low impact. So it's something you do. Senator Fred Risser, 90 years old. He's going to bike 90 miles sometime this month to celebrate his 90th birthday, so you can keep doing it.
And briefly, as we wrap up, do you have a bike tour plan for this summer?
You know, I'm going to take a lot of tours around the state. I always do the Door County Century. I love that. I was up at the Elroy Sparta Trail over the weekend. We do the Ride Across Wisconsin, which is a bike fed event from Dubuque to Kenosha. So I'll be part of that. I'm going to do quite a bit of riding.
Dave, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks.
That's Dave Cieslewicz, Executive Director for the Wisconsin Bike Federation. We've been talking about Wisconsin Bike Week happening now until June 11th.